Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but the star of our program is a gentleman we call the Sultan. That gentleman there, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend with Hunter and Land's End, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thanks a million, Mike. Great to see you.
Put that microphone up a little bit. I want you talking. There you go.
Okay.
I can hear him now.
Thanks.
Sit down.
A lot of response. From last week's show.
You amazed us with some amazing tricks, and we're going to try it again this week.
Should I finish saying what I was going to say?
Yeah, please. I'm sorry. Go right ahead.
Otherwise, I'll just sit over here with the hand puppet.
Punish me. Give him the one
with
shot.
The hand
go ahead.
Puppet.
Go ahead.
And then I'll slide way over here.
Okay. Go ahead. What is it?
People responded tremendously to my... sleight of hand, my puppetry.
I think that's what I was saying, but it's better when you say it.
Really? Is that what you were saying?
Yeah.
Well, how's your puppet?
Well, all I have to say is we had calls after last week's show. If you missed the show, Fred was able to make a water bottle appear from his sweatshirt. And I'll tell you, it's amazing because he didn't touch it. He just sort of commanded it with his brain. And we had calls from the Magic Castle here in Hollywood, California. Apparently, you're set to headline.
That's where I was going. Yeah.
Are you going to go there?
Yeah, I'm going to probably either headline. And that's what we call it in show business.
That's it. It's called headlining. Is it good?
I'm headlining. Yeah. I'm headlining.
When?
I remember an old 48
headliner.
Ford.
Headliner.
That had no headliner.
Oh, you got to have that headliner in the. It's good, So yeah, so this is going to be big. We'll let you know when it happens. We'll probably have a big fan confab there. You guys are going to get to see Fred do his magic.
Right.
It's
okay.
Amazing stuff over there.
Right.
Today we're actually going to try to put together a show and make a show appear and talk about sports.
I wonder what that'll look like coming out of the closet.
I don't know. Stand by, everybody. We're going to make that happen. We got the chat room up, Facebook Live. Check it out. Oh. You can go ahead and make some comments in there. We'll be talking to you there. Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, yes. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And his email address, Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, Fred Dreyer, at crntalk.com. It's the Sports Lounge. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hello, everyone. Fred Dreyer here for Balance7.com. Do you suffer from low energy, acid reflux, heartburn, joint discomfort, or a weak immune system? Well, Balance 7 is your answer. Balance 7 dilutes the acid in your body and kickstarts your immune system. That's right. 3 sips a day is all you need. In 3 days, you will feel the difference. Balance 7 is my go-to drink to energize me every day. Stop taking those caffeinated, sugar-filled energy drinks. Balance 7 works. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, cut the acid in your body with Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. Use the code word FRED to get $15 off your order and free shipping. Plus a money-back guarantee. Man, you can't beat this. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Or go to Balance7.com. And don't forget the code word FRED.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her, me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. That's 800-605-1683.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
We are back in the Sports Lounge, as we are every week at this time. Thanks so much for joining us on Sirius XM, CRN Digital Talk Radio, and Sports Byline, the show coming to you each and every week at this time. You were on with Rick Tittle last week, weren't you, talking about the show and everything on Sports Byline?
Yes, we had a good nice 10-minute chat.
Good.
It was nice. Rick was the gentleman. And we told off-color jokes, and that was about
it. That was pretty good stuff. And we've got our chat room up and running again. As I mentioned, you can follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer.
Yes.
Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And then we've got Fred Dreyer, F-R-E-D is your Fred, D-R-Y-E-R is your Dreyer. You put them together, it's your Fred Dreyer at CRN, as in Competition Radio Network, CRN Talk. TALK.com.
It's also championship. Radio.
And championship. Radio. I'm sorry. Well, yeah, Dodgers, they didn't make it.
Well, they're not going to.
So it's
make
just
it,
competition right yeah. now.
That team, so, by the way, is looking awfully dim.
Yeah, they
not because they haven't signed anybody to get into the flow of competition, but it's because I think what's on their bullpen and their on the
outfield.
starting pitching roster is
suspect,
unproven.
So we'll see. They did well with some reclamation projects last year. They got these guys back. Sometimes the Dodgers signed some pitchers and then they didn't pitch until like two innings in the playoffs, and then they went and signed with some other team.
I think that the Dodgers were trying to encourage these fringe starters and bullpen people to leave the team. I don't think they wanted these people. I don't think they kind of like got away. And, gee, if you'd only come up a year with more money, I don't think that's true. I think that they wanted to strip everything down and bring up their people. There was a log jam in Oklahoma City. And
also, they didn't want to sign a lot of people. Besides that logjam, here's the thing: the Dodgers apparently were over the luxury tax threshold. Once you go and pay so much money for all the players on your team, then, as you well know, Fred, you incurred extra taxes. So the Dodgers, this is going to be the third year, and every year that you go over the threshold, you are increased with your taxes. And so apparently, the Dodgers said, "No, we're not going to do it this year. We're going to be under that luxury tax." So they're penalizing penalizing the rich teams,
it's
right?
It's good discipline and good business tax. There's a lot of teams out there that are that would be suffering under this type of a system because they can't, like San Diego. San Diego is really going to be faced with it.
Yeah, they are.
They've been signing people like crazy the last three or four years.
Yeah, they signed everybody. They took some people here from our staff, for God's sake, just to have them.
You know, I noticed there was
some people missing.
You know, I usually leave my shoes out at the door to be polished.
And not done. Gone.
Completely.
Ramon is gone from the staff. So is Doug. There's a bunch of people that they signed. So we'll see. Now, let's get into the chat room because we got a lot of stuff to talk about here on the show. So if we could, Fred Dreyer, let's take a look and see who wants to talk to you here today on the show. First, because of your magic, people are just jumping in. This whole board is lit up here in our chat room at Facebook Live, if you want to go there. Katrina is there. Said this is Katrina from Birmingham, Alabama. She's announcing herself.
Katrina.
And she says, I'm on here with my mom, Rachel Joan, from Birmingham, Alabama, too. So it's the
it's a family affair.
It's Katrina and her family.
Well, isn't Katrina part of the weather system?
Part of a hurricane, yeah.
Yeah.
That hit that town over there in Birmingham. Nikki says, hello to you, Fred, watching from Utah, usually from Nebraska. Hope you are doing well. So Nikki says that apparently she says we're looking good. Looking fabulous, you guys. Thanks for a great show. Now, we also have Maggie. Maggie is here. Says, hello, Fred Dreyer. She's talking to you.
Uh-huh.
She says, hope you're doing good. I live in good old DFW.
Dallas-Fort Worth.
Oh, you think so?
Probably.
Dallas-Fort Worth. That would work. So, Maggie, thank you for that. Yes, I think that is correct. We also have Lee. Says, hi from Cleveland. Hope you aren't affected by all that rain. Oh, but we are we not, Fred? This rain has been tough here.
I'm not.
You okay?
I've risen above it. Living here in California all my life, born and raised, as you well know.
So, same with me.
You too.
As you well know.
As I well know.
Apparently you didn't, but now you do.
Both of us well know a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And those are two traits that we seem to share. But I
that's about it, too.
That's about it.
But anyway, continue. I said, go ahead. Give you your one shot back.
Yeah,
go ahead.
We're having my rim shot.
Yeah. We don't have a rim shot. Do we have a rim shot?
How can we go? How can we go global?
Do you know who's good? Our producer, Jeremy Dayton, who puts together this show.
We ignore everything.
He is good at getting sound effects. I'm sure he'll have a rim shot for us soon.
Does he have it in his car?
I think so.
I think he's got
He has some rims from that car. He's driving a late model, but go ahead.
My rim shot.
What were you talking about?
I've been waiting for a rim shot for like 5 years around here.
From California. JD, do you have something that you can get for us over there? He's going to see if he can find a rim shot for us, and that'll be good. So, oh boy. And now he's changing the screen, so I can't watch this.
Not the porno station.
Yeah, no, this is it. We got to go.
You got it.
So anyway,
you were saying
you're from a native California, so am I, and?
Yeah.
And the rain was not affecting you.
South Bay.
Yeah, and the rain.
That would be Torrance, Manhattan Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Your Hawthorne, your Lawndale, your Lenox.
You don't have to name them all.
Santa Monica.
That's okay. It's good.
I'm a leeched.
It's good. Yeah, in the rain.
That would be. What's he doing over there? There it is.
There's your rim shot. Oh, yeah.
You grafted
a
rim shot.
Except we hear our voices on it at the same time as the rim shot's coming up, so it's interesting. I hope we didn't ruin everything.
Well, it'll be deemed as innovative.
That's good. Jeremy will show us
good how to make that.
But thank you, Jeremy. Jeremy's right on the job all the time.
He's really right around the corner. Stuff.
Yeah, there he is. Now, we have other comments here. Let's see who else has got something going here. Let's see. We have, by the way, Cleveland lost last week, and I think you and I picked them. So sorry about that, Lee.
They got beat mercifully.
Cheryl says, gaining 2 minutes of daylight now. On a rag day, she says, greetings to you both from Alaska. So if anybody knows that the days are getting longer in the Northern Hemisphere, people in Alaska would know that because they get 2 new minutes of daylight every day.
So she gets up in the morning with a real long tape measure, and she goes to the horizon and—
2 extra minutes.
And just says, you know what, I think— It's like the gopher.
Yeah.
You know, that's
a groundhog.
Is it a groundhog?
And the gopher.
Well, that's gets a gopher family.
It's they all are. They go for things, and the groundhog comes out in February, coming up here on the 2nd, isn't it? Groundhog Day.
Is it Groundhog
I
Day?
I think so. That's it. Yeah.
It's Groundhog Week.
Yeah.
Groundhog Week.
We'll get to it.
So he has a week to make his mind up.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be good.
All right.
So that'll be good. Anyway, so when you're in Alaska, in the Northern Hemisphere, those people up there, they kind of like will the sunlight to come on. They go.
Well, they do a wonderful job.
That sunlight in.
They continue to do a wonderful job. They continue to surprise me, and I've hosted now for a while. So,
you know, if we could, you know, and I don't want to. I know you have a lot of mentally developed powers. Can you possibly get that wine, the water bottle, out of the same shirt you had last week, if you could do that for us? Let's take a look and see how this works. Okay, you ready? Concentrate on this now, Fred, if you could. A little more concentration. A little more. Could you do just... Oh, it looks like something is starting... Look at the... There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. The water bottle. Let go of it. Let go of it. Let go of it.
Oh
boy. It's totally magic. And I don't know how you do it, but
you know what? You know, it's the type of magic that makes you feel good.
And you'll be seeing things like that at the Magic Castle.
Whether you like it or not.
It's going to be a headliner.
If you see things following you out at the parking lot.
And we do. At our age, we definitely do see things. We'll be there for you. Okay, we're going to get to some sports. What a novel idea, shall we?
Hey. Really?
Darren from Sports Biology just called us and said, hey, we guys get to some sports. Darren, we're doing our magic show here. This is big money.
You know, I've got this thing down now to where, is he on the air? Are we talking to him? So I'm next door and
we're going to a break.
My neighbor's.
We'll be right back with that story. Stay with us.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Let's say life knocks on your door and you need money to live on or pay bills. What do you do? Would your life be better if you were able to take the equity you've built in your home and spend it any way you want? Here's an idea. Call Easy Knock. They can help you convert the equity in your home into cash in just a few days. If your home is worth $100,000 or more, Easy Knock will buy it from you. You get the money you need, and you stay in your home as a renter. Plus, depending on your program, you can buy it back at any time. If you think you might not qualify, remember, they can say yes when your bank says no. Call Easy Knock now and get the cash you need out of your home.
Easy Knock is not a lender. Its products are not available in all markets. Terms and conditions apply.
800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. That's 800-245-9187.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635, 800-732-9635, 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, I'm not the star of the show. I'm just the host. The star of the show.
Don't ever sell yourself short.
Thank you, Fred.
I drive home every night worried about you.
I'm sorry, but we have the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer with us here
on
the show.
Thank you.
There you go. Now you're set. Now, if we can, Fred, let's finish off some of the comments here and then get to some of the news stories of the day.
All right.
So we had Cheryl saying, getting 2 minutes of daylight now. It's rag day, apparently they call it. Greetings to you both from Castleoff, Alaska. Then Lori's here. She says, hello from a crazy Iowa woman. A year ago, I was embarking on my great California adventure. Hope you and Mike haven't been affected by the flooding.
Oh, on my end.
Yes, on your end.
Well,
you're up in those hills there in Hollywood Hills.
I hear a swishing sound, and then I run to the front door to see lots of water.
Yeah.
Just going
it's
down
been
the
tough.
Hill. Just moving itself down the hill.
Down your street, right?
Oh, yeah.
Around the corner and down your street. Yeah. Now, also, somebody says, gaining 2 minutes of daylight, now rag day, greetings to you. Cheryl says every day they're gaining 2 minutes. Every single day you can gain 2 minutes. Pamela says, any chance you may be able to interview the great Fran Tarkington on your show sometime soon? He'll be 83 on February 3rd. Maybe we could get him lined up
February
for the—
February 3rd.
Could we get him on the show, you and Fran?
You
big with the New York Giants, huh?
I got him right here.
You got him?
See if I got him at my fingertip.
I think
I do.
Maybe you can have JD call him and we can start wishing him a pre-birthday. Be pretty good to get Fran on the show. That's really nice. Also, we got Bernard saying hello, Fred and Mike from snowy Ottawa. Rachel says hello, Fred and Mike. How are you doing? We're doing great. James says hello, Fred and Mike from Glendale, Arizona. I'm about a mile and a half away from State Farm Stadium, the site of Super Bowl 57. He could be our reporter. What do you think?
On the ground.
Yeah, on the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah. James, or rather Rachel, says, I'm listening to my favorite actor, Fred Dreyer, and also to you, Mike Horn. Here she is from Birmingham, Alabama. Rachel said, I watched you, Fred Dreyer, in the television series Land's End, and I love the show. I will watch it again.
You better watch fast because there's only 20 hours.
There's 20 hours of that, and that was like the first, as I recall, one of the first syndicated shows, and you filmed that with Buena Vista Television.
Syndicated show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Cabo. So that's good stuff.
Yeah, we had fun down there in Cabo. You know, there was a feel, the great Southern California feel of the ocean where sun meets turf.
Yep, surf meets the turf.
And I miss it. I miss a lot of things about being down there in Cabo, but being there all the time isn't one of them.
Yeah, it's good. Cheryl hopes that you can interview Lance Rensel, which would be pretty good, huh? That'd be very nice, huh?
Oh.
That'd be a good interview.
I think that's right. Yeah, sure.
Now, the championship game Monday night, I started watching that, but it got to be pretty dismal. I mean, Georgia just
It's not good for you to watch anything that's bad.
Yeah.
Can't watch
it. I feel sad for those TCU guys. And apparently Stetson Bennett, he wears one of those Bennett hats, doesn't he?
What?
Stetson Bennett, doesn't he wear the famed Bennett hat?
Yes. That's what it is.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So I let you know.
Nicely, keenly observed.
So he did a post-game press conference following the game. We saw that. And then Georgia winning their second national championship game, and he had an MVP performance again. And then he put on a headset, talked to Scott Van Pelt on ESPN. I think he's all right. I mean, but he's taking a lot of heat these days for a lot of comments he's saying. Joe Buck doesn't seem to like him that much, or at least that's what some of the press are saying.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why? What's the problem?
Well, apparently, I don't know. They seem like they don't mesh sometimes on the show. And Joe Buck seems like a guy that would mesh with anybody.
He's meshable.
Yeah.
He's got a good partner in Troy Aikman.
Troy Aikman, they do.
And they do a good job
I
together.
I think so, too.
And separately.
Yeah. So, anyway... And then they had a 9 a.m. conference, press conference, at the Los Angeles Airport Marriott, and then Stetson Bennett was nowhere to be seen.
I know it well.
You know that?
Oh, yeah.
Have you done press conferences there?
No.
Oh.
But I know it, you know.
That's good. That's good stuff there. So anyway, so congratulations to Georgia. They deserve it.
Yeah, they did. There's no trend to go back over and talk about what was the big play, the turning point of the game. I mean, I think it was getting up and getting on the airplane to come to L.A.
Exactly.
Was the turning point.
Now, will Alabama come back and at least try to meet the challenge of Georgia? Because that was a big rivalry, and apparently that's not happening these days.
The way it looks.
Get a little closer to that microphone there. Thank you.
The way it looks and the way it sounds is... I don't think Alabama's going to see the light of day for the next couple of years.
Now, why do you say that?
Well, just by the way, the handicappers who know the teams, they know the recruiting structure, they know an awful lot about the local money sources that are available to these kids.
Right.
And it's just, you know, it's if you live there and you handicap the sport, you'll know that if you already know, they know that when a kid is 8 years old, he's going to Alabama.
Yeah.
Or he's going to LSU. Or
it's a big something there.
They're being looked at. If you pop out and you're 6 foot, when you're a 9, then you're going to be followed around a lot.
Yeah.
And you're going to eventually be taken care of, your family's taken care of. And it's wonderful.
It's a religion, really, football in the South. It really is.
Yeah.
And it's fun. And it's part of, you know, everybody, that's what they do. Even in the Midwest there, too, like it used to be really the big rivalry between Nebraska and Oklahoma. And that sort of fell apart. Nebraska kind of.
Oh, Nebraska.
Once they got rid of.
I have no idea what that is.
Vince Ferragamo, I think they weren't much of a team.
Well, I think when Vince left, he took the plug.
I think so.
Yeah.
Now, the Bills, last week we were talking about this, DeMar Hamlin, he's left the hospital, in case you've had your head under a rock. Thank goodness. You and I both talked about this. You're not going to say anything here until he leaves the hospital. So he's at home now. He's been discharged from Buffalo General Medical Center, the Gates Vascular Institute.
Yes.
And he's back home in Buffalo with his family. He went through a series of comprehensive medical evaluations, as well as a series of cardiac, neurological, and vascular testing on Tuesday. And Dr. Jamie Nadler, critical care physician and chief quality officer at the center there that runs Buffalo General and the care team, led Hamlin, and he said, quoting now, "We have completed a series of tests and evaluations, and in consultation with the team physicians, we're confident that DeMar can safely be discharged to continue his rehab at home and with the Bills."
And,
that's good news.
And I understand, if you read a little bit further there.
Yes.
I understand that everybody expects him to play again.
Yeah, well, I think that's good news. I don't think this year, right?
No,
yeah,
season's over.
Yeah.
Mike.
Yeah, good.
Mike, the season's
over.
Well,
playoffs, you know.
Well, he's not.
Yeah, I know.
No. They have already had their playoff.
Yeah, so.
But the point is that I thought there was an assumption made that because of the nature of the injury, a terrible impact to the chest put his heart out of sync, out of rhythm.
Yeah.
And I thought that was one of the main concerns that they had, that he wouldn't be able to face anything like that in the future. He could go out and fall down the stairs and have the same thing happen to him, probably.
Yeah, with a blunt trauma.
But it appears as though that he's still being looked after.
Yes.
And he'll have a whole 3 or 4 months to get back into any type of shape, and I guess they expect him. I'm surmising.
Right.
I guess they I don't usually.
It's up to him. They're saying it's kind of they're going to go with whatever he wants to do. Is what the coaching staff said. That Seth McDermott of the Bills, the coach, there said that they leave it up to Hamlin when he would like to return to the team facility. They said his the coach there, Sean McDermott, said his health is first and foremost on our mind as far as his situation, and then when he feels ready, we'll welcome him back. Now they do have a playoff game against Miami coming up here. The Bills they beat New England, and so they're going in up against the Miami Dolphins.
They'll need about 15 players to win that game.
Is that your handicapping on that?
Yes, that's it. I mean,
Tagliavoa is not going to be playing at quarterback.
Miami's done. They're done. They're already done.
They're on their third quarterback. Now, the 49ers are on their third quarterback, and the 49ers just keep rolling. But Miami, yeah, they got who do they have here? They got the quarterback. There's been Tua Tagliavoa has been ruled out, and Skylar Thompson is going to start at quarterback.
Skylar Thompson?
Yeah, Skylar Thompson.
Wow.
So there you have it.
And I don't know who he is, but it sounds official.
So that'll be going on, and he's a rookie, and he's going to make his third career start. Teddy Bridgewater is still working his way back from a dislocated pinky finger.
So, oh, wow. Well, you need 10 fingers to play the sport.
Well, you do, especially a quarterback, right?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So anyway, so that's when we come back, we've got some pictures of you and our photographer, Pamela, sent some things along. And in the meantime, we got more comments. You can go to our Facebook Live feed and make some comments for us. And when we come back, one more time, if you could, and I don't want to pressure on this because I don't want to take away from your appearance headlining at the Magic Castle.
Yeah.
But if you could make the water bottle appear one more time, it would be really great.
When would this happen?
Right after. I want you to take a quick break here. He's going to be away for a few minutes.
Let me
take care. Just kind of, if you can.
Get loose.
Get loose right there. Just keep, that's it. Keep it going. That's good. Is that the way you do it?
Well, you do it that way, and it entices him to want to come out.
I'll try it well, too. Maybe it'll help me. I think I can make this commercial break happen if I do this. We'll be back.
Good. That was a good one.
Science proves quality sleep is vital to your mental, emotional, and physical health. The Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts to help keep you both effortlessly comfortable. And it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. So you're at your best for yourself and those you care about most. Life-changing sleep, only from Sleep Number. Don't miss our New Year's special. The Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 smart bed is only $899. Save $200, plus special financing. Ends Monday. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
Progressive presents Adjusting to the Suburbs.
It never dawned on me how much walking I used to do until I bought a house in the suburbs. Like when I'd say, I'm going for coffee, of course I was walking, but now it's like 3 miles and no latte's worth that. I find myself inviting people on walks with me like it's a scheduled activity. This morning, my neighbor asked me what I'm doing, and I actually said, I'm going for a walk with Nancy.
Anyway, when you save with Progressive by bundling your home and auto, that's the easy part of adjusting to the suburbs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers.
Hi, I'm John Smoltz, former Major League Baseball pitcher and current Hall of Famer. I've had the pleasure of seeing so many great products come and go, but the rope is the best I've ever seen. I promise you it's going to help the little leaguer, it's really going to help the big leaguer, and it's going to save those young arms from a lot of injuries.
The rope trainer allows a player to grip an actual baseball or softball while warming up. So check out theropetrainer.com and see why Hall of Famer John Smoltz swears by it. That's theropetrainer.com.
If you want to save money and start the year right, Staples has you covered.
I need everything to restock my business. File folders, break room supplies, even business cards.
Staples has you covered with big savings on everything you need for your home or office. And now at Staples, rewards members get $30 back via Staples store bonus when they spend $100. That's $30 to use toward everything from ink to tech. Save big right now at Staples, the working and learning store. Rewards members only. Store bonus redeemable in-store only. Offer ends 1/21.
Straight Talk Wireless knows there are plenty of reasons you might need a new phone. But switching to a better wireless provider doesn't have to be one of them. Keep your own phone and save when you switch to any Straight Talk Wireless plan, like our $45 Silver Unlimited plan with unlimited high-speed data and 5 gigs of hotspot, plus nationwide 5G. Keep your own phone. Switch to a better wireless plan. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Requires a compatible online phone and QIOP kit. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See latest terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
And we're back here in the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, the star of our show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer is here.
Let me ask you a question. Do you rummage through your notes and stuff of the week and the things that you're doing?
Yeah.
And you come across a card with a name. Like, I've got a name here, Rahif.
Rahif, and you don't know who it is.
Rahif.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
It happens to me.
I mean, it's a business card.
It's important.
It was given to me.
By somebody who wanted you to call.
By Rahif. Huh? And I have no idea. I don't know.
You're going to, until you get to know who Rahif is,
I don't know.
You'll have no relief until you understand Rahif.
Yes, exactly.
I've taken his product, though, Rahif Factor. Have you had that before?
No.
Is that stuff that...
There's no chance probably of me having
the
that.
The Rahif, Rahif Factor. Something else. It's
does he wear a Rahif? Does he wear a turban?
I don't know. I don't know who he is.
I
have no idea. Now, if we could, please, Fred, come on. We got to get serious here because JD is trying to videotape this thing, and we want to get, if we could, please, with you. Fred Dreyer, everybody, on last week's show, was able to make a water bottle appear from his sweatshirt that he has here, Loyola Marymount sweatshirt. And he was asked to headline at the Magic Castle. And that's a famed club in Southern California.
It's Hollywood.
So we're practicing here on the show a little bit. And if you could, those that maybe missed the program last week might be able to check this out a little bit. So if you could, concentrate, get yourself going. Let me take a look here. I'm going to make sure I can see what you're doing. And if you could, Fred, please, concentrate now and... I don't know if you have to say anything verbally or anything to make it appear, but let's see if you can draw it out of the Loyola Marymount sweatshirt. Are you ready? Here we go.
Wait a minute.
Drum roll, please.
Wait a minute.
That wasn't a drum.
Wait a minute.
Think, is it starting to come? Is it? Concentrate, Fred.
I sense sense a moment coming.
Oh, I see something behind the microphone there appearing. It's like, concentrate. Fred, his hand is not touching it. And there, ladies and gentlemen, through the water bottle, you can see his hand. Look at his hand is not with it at all. On the other side, there, ladies and gentlemen, is the water bottle. Now hold that. I know it's a big mental strain. Do not let go. Just concentrate. Don't blink.
You have no idea the pressure.
Don't blink. Whatever you do, just take it easy. Apparently, Fred, you just lost it right there. But that's
I think you.
This is going to be great.
I think you scared away the spirit.
I don't know
what happened.
I think it's good. Those write in how you think that's going to be, and we'll see how that plays at the Magic Castle. Now, also a question for you from Cheryl. She says, "Will USC fire its defensive coordinator?"
It should.
Why?
Move that microphone closer.
There you go.
There you go. It's clear.
Yeah.
That the defensive side of the football for USC is the issue.
Yep.
Of competence, and the idea this year is to go into recruiting and get players. But if you're not going to change philosophy and coaching staff, if you're not going to address the line of scrimmage, that's a big thing with me, as you know.
Right.
And they don't do that very well, Until they do, they're suspect.
Now, another L.A. team, the Rams, they had a lot of injuries this year, and their coach, Sean McVay, says he's going to let his staff seek other opportunities as he wrestles with a decision on the future. So Kentucky Wildcats announced Tuesday that the Los Angeles Rams offensive coordinator, Liam Cohen, has accepted the same role at the university while also being named quarterback's coach. So that means Sean McVay now has an opening as in a coaching situation next year. McVay is allowing the entire coaching staff to pursue other jobs because he doesn't want his uncertainty about his future to hurt them. So this is the same thing we had last year. Come on, you got to lock some things up. The Rams have fallen apart.
I also think that McVay went to the ownership
and
said, "I got an idea. We can get rid of this entire coaching staff if we follow my lead on how we can do this. And if you go along with me, I think you'll find out that the press, as gullible as they are, will accept your decision as owner to allow me to supposedly find another job. And I'm doing a professional service to the coaching staff here by allowing them to look for other work."
There you go.
So I think that all things are true, and they usually happen all at the same time.
I think that that's very true. And then Jared Goff, the former Rams quarterback, he beat the pants off Green Bay over the weekend, and he returned to Detroit Monday and cleaned out their lockers. And Jared Goff said, quoting him now, Goff said, because it's the end of the season, he says they're not in the playoffs. He said, "I love my time here." He said, "We'll see." He's talking about because he signed through 2024, but they'll incur $10 million of dead money, the Lions will, if they release him after this season. So we'll see what happens here. And so that's on the Jared Goff side. He played well when he had to play well.
Well, he deserves a raise.
Right.
And he shall go forth with dead money or no. He should get $10 million.
Now, Rachel is in our chat room, and she says, "I'm also still watching my favorite television series, Hunter, every day with you, Fred Dreyer, and Stephanie Kramer. I love it." Also, Kelly says, "Hello from Waterford, Pennsylvania." And, people saying, one person says here, "How do you do that, Fred Dreyer, with making the bottle appear and then disappear?" And Cheryl's going crazy and saying, "Yay." So people are enjoying some of your magic tricks. You have to come up with a new act here next week if you could. Could you maybe come up with something else?
Well,
maybe have a cigar or something that appears and disappears or whatever.
I think that's a rude assumption that I can just call upon these things whenever I want. Some of these things come to me.
Sometimes you can do it, sometimes you can't.
Well, sometimes these things come to me.
Right.
And I'm in control. Others, I'm not, because it's all in God's hands.
Oh, my gosh.
It's in God's hands.
Oh, look at that. You're doing it without even thinking about it, Fred Dreyer. It's amazing.
Well, again, I tell you, this is the type of thing that you have to really be concerned about.
You're doing
about.
It nonchalantly. Like, it's not even bothering you. Oh, apparently you can make it wobble a little bit, too.
Yeah,
Fred, stop that, would you? You're making the water slosh in the water bottle. What is your hand doing?
Uh-oh. Get in there.
Okay. It's absolutely positively amazing. Now, we have emails here and fan mail that comes into our show from time to time. And our photographer, Pamela, sends in some very exciting photographs from time to time. And this time, she sent in for you, Fred. She sent you a brief scene. This is from 1988. She says it's hysterical.
Oh,
we need a break after that mental breakdown of you making that bottle appear. Thank goodness.
Here I am, Yankee Stadium.
We're going to get to that one. Don't worry. That's coming. It's coming up in a second. So this one here, this is a scene from Hunter now, and we had people talking about that. And apparently when the captain yells at Hunter and McCall to come into his office, Hunter asks McCall, "Have you been picking locks again?" And it looks like when the captain yells at you, you don't really like it.
I'm shaking in my boots.
You are, right? Because the captain, you know, he can, and you come in there.
He's got the keys to the chow truck out in the parking lot.
And so you tell McCall, Stephanie Kramer, you said, have you been picking locks again? And she vehemently replies, no.
Yes, and that's when my detective antenna, you know, we're friends. Uh-huh. But yes, you know.
Right. Your detective antenna goes up, right?
Detective antenna goes up.
Yeah.
It goes up, yep. And
can you make that happen right now?
Not right now. Hold on just a second. Okay. He continues. That's me.
Okay, so what happens is she says no vehemently, and then she continues, because if you have, go ahead, you do your line. Go ahead, you read your line.
Because if you have, McCall.
This is great acting you're seeing here, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead. Read the line. Go ahead.
I haven't lost it.
Take two for McCutcheon.
I haven't lost it at all.
Go ahead. Go with it again.
I may have to spank you at lunch.
She seems to be receptive to that. The look on her face, and we're going to post these at our Sports Lounge, Sports Lounge on Demand. You'll be able to see this also. And then she thinks a second, and then she says, oh.
Oh, God.
I've been picking lots of locks all week, and that's what she says.
Wait,
it's so bad. That's what she says.
You sound like olive oil.
Well,
Jesus.
I've watched a lot of Popeyes over there, and then you wonder, and there's terrific expressions by both of you over there, and it's like there you have it. Almost by showing these shots, and this will be on our site. You can relive a whole episode of Hunter from our show.
Believe me, this sounds preposterous, but I've lived 4.5 years since I sat down here.
Sure have. It sure has been something. Now, we have if we have time for one more shot here. This comes to us from person post this on Twitter. This apparently is on Twitter, and I want you to explain this one. This is a picture of Fred Dreyer. You're playing where in Yankee Stadium. Tell us about this.
The cops are coming.
This is your New York Giants uniform. And you look sharp.
Well,
this is a great picture.
I just used it.
Well, didn't they give it to you when you left?
No.
Oh, it's too
bad.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I think they did. I guess it's somewhere.
Now, you were playing with Fran Tarkington when you were on the Giants,
that's
right?
Correct.
Yeah.
That's correct.
And so what was this game? Do we know who you're playing here?
Looks like the Bears. These chaps are the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, I could pick out the Bears uniform there. Yeah. So were they good in those years?
No, we pounded their heads in.
You did?
Yeah.
That's really good. You just took them to task right there. So, again, if you want to send in some information or some pictures of Fred Dreyer, please, by all means, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Again, it's Fred _ Dreyer for Twitter.
Good. Very good.
Facebook.com/ The Real Fred Dreyer.
Right.
And then Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. And then that'll get it taken care of.
Yeah, those are good guys, though, the Bear guys. You know? And this is what's interesting about that photograph.
Yep.
That was the game that was played between the Chicago Bears at Yankee Stadium.
Right.
And after the game, a handful of players from the Bears stayed over. So everybody kind of like met up.
What, it was like a sleepover or something?
Yes, is what it was. And they brought their pajamas.
And?
And we slept over at eatery.
Where?
A bar. Mr. Laughs on 2nd Avenue.
Interesting.
In
Mr. Laughs.
In Mr. Laffs.
That's good.
And so we went there, and one of the fellows from the Bears that attended, one of the players, was Brian Piccolo.
Really? Famous Brian Piccolo.
Yeah,
Brian.
Shortly.
Oh, wow.
Shortly afterwards, he passed.
That's not good.
Yeah.
But it was good that you hung out.
You know the Brian Piccolo story.
Yeah, that's really something.
Yeah, he's a very, very good guy.
All right, we're going to take a little break, come back with more here for you. Don't forget to email FredDreyer@crntalk.com. FredDreyer@crntalk.com on the Championship Radio Network, as we like to call it. Follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. Facebook.com/ The Real Fred Dreyer. We'll be back. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend for you. Just to kind of clear out a couple of things here, let's get into that chat room, do a final sweep there. Nikki is laughing out loud with your magic. Louise said, listening in Los Angeles. Kelly says, laughing out loud as well, too. By the way, everybody loving the pictures. Bruce says, do the Uncle Martin antenna trick, where you can do that. The Uncle Martin antenna trick, and Cheryl says, have a great week. So there you have it. Remember that? My Favorite Martian, the antenna would come up in the head and that whole thing over there. Get you right up there.
We don't have special effects here.
We'll get some special effects. We'll get them going.
We don't have a special effect.
Yeah, we will. We'll get them going for you. All right. Now, one last story here, if we can, Fred, and that is Carlos Correa apparently was going to sign with the Giants, then with the Mets. He's done a 6-year deal. He's back with the Minnesota Twins.
He's the shortstop that was the ringleader of stealing signs in the World Series.
Yep.
In 2017?
Yep, 2016, was it? 16
season, but
they say he's home, apparently it's what the Twins said. He's got a 6-year, $200 million contract. And
can
now
you
this
imagine, can you imagine? You know the funny thing is in this world, how do you tell your kids that you don't have to live by any type of standards, decency, and you can still be rewarded?
Unbelievable.
In this world.
His physical flag both in San Francisco and in New York, but not in Minnesota.
No, they have with that in Minnesota. They have a different set of liberal doctors there.
So congratulations to all of you in Minnesota and the Twins fans over there. You got Carlos Correa, and that's our show.
That's it?
Yeah. If you miss anything, please log into our website, Lounge Sports Lounge On Demand, Fred Dreyer Sports Lounge On Demand. You can shout Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer in your Amazon Echo or Google Home, and you can play our podcast anytime you want to. Play the Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer on Apple's podcast, and it'll play it for you. That's it. That's easy.
She's a handsome woman, isn't she?
Yeah, Stephanie is. That's good. Yeah. All right, we got to get out of here, ladies and gentlemen. We're just about out of time. Follow Fred on Facebook, Fred_Dreyer. You know,
he's a handsome woman.
Yeah, he's a good-looking guy, and she's a good-looking woman, too. So, final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer?
Well, there's two handsome people doing God's bidding.
We'll see you next week.